Hello. Been a long time. This is recorded podcast. We haven't done one in a very long time. I was trying to like figure out how to put music in it, and I had a lot going on in my life, and I was gonna try to make it fancy like a lot of other podcasts with good music, but like the budget was the issue because there is no budget. So I had to just do it off my phone into the crystal clear $15 USB microphone. Hope all is well in the world with you. Hope you're having a marvelous day on this day, May the 15th?
It's the 16th, I think.
Yeah, it's the 16th of May. Okay, all right. Okay. Just going to get right into it one more game. I don't know. I'm just nervous. I haven't been on here in a while. I don't know what to do. I'm panicking. No, we're going to talk because it's that season where bitches act up for no reason. Shout out to the city girls.
Oh, my God.
It's, not only is it act up season, as always, it's as well graduation season. I just want to say congratulations to all you Negroes that are graduating, not graduating, dropped out. Shout out to all you niggas that come up to the school like, damn, y'all still in here? And y'all niggas are in college, at the community college. Y'all niggas at Omnitech.
ICBC knowledge.
Okay, shout out to CyberQ. shout out to all the brothers pledging online.
Oh my God.
Y'all niggas is the real one. But it got me, this season's got me into a special topic, a hard topic, and a topic that everybody should think about and go over. And it's to go to school, college specifically. All you niggas need to be in somebody's school if you're under 18. Or go the entrepreneur route. Like, which one is better? Which one is mapping out? Which one do you figure out? Because long story less long, right?
God.
I'm having a battle with school. I've been trying to go to school for this radiology shit forever. I got immaculate grades. I got like a 3 point something grade point average. Like, it's pretty fucking awesome. But I can't really seem that they require you to have these tests to get in because it makes you competitive to other people trying to get in the class. But it's really hard to get in. I failed it twice by 3 points. I took one test. I studied for a long time recently. And like, none of that shit I studied was on the test. Took another test, thought I passed it, I did it. It's just really hard. So it can make one really give up on school, but school can be very vital, and it helps a lot in many ways. But being an entrepreneur is very hard, and then you have my lovely co-host. Say something.
Hello.
Okay. She went to school for a long time, got in, got out, got in programs, got kicked out of programs. We dealing with loan shit, all this stuff. So it makes you wonder, like, damn, like, is school really worth it? Or is the entrepreneur, your route worth it? How the fuck, entrepreneur?
I was gonna let you do it.
How do you do it?
Entrepreneurial
route. Mm-hmm. Okay, so first off, we always, you know, we on a positive vibe. Only optimists over here, no negative vibes, good vibes only. Yeah, ask your bitch. Yeah. So let's start with the good. What is the positives of going to school, college specifically?
Getting a job. Like,
okay, what's the pros first?
Okay, that how is that not a pro?
Getting a job. It is, but what other things?
I think that it makes you more marketable. Like, it'll have you, it'll separate you from somebody else, from the next person. Like, you know, people like to see that, oh, he went to college. Even if you fucking went for, like, basket weaving. If you went to college but the next nigga didn't, it's like, oh, he, you know, he's college educated and shit. Like, so I feel like the person will, not me necessarily, if I was a manager, like, I would probably go off of vibes, like, okay, if it's not something that requires a degree, like, I wouldn't necessarily pick the person who's college educated, but I probably would pick the person who's college educated over the person who, like, have priors. You know what
I'm saying? Shout out to Jailbirds. Watch Jailbirds, you know, on Netflix. This is an ad. They ain't pay us, but it's an ad.
You're ugly. So I, you know, so that's really the cons of school is, I mean, it's a fucking.
Oh, hold on, hold on.
Oh, okay.
It's going in order. I have a, I have.
You
a,
asked me the pros. I said the
I said the pros first. We go.
Okay. Yeah, my pay bad, attention. Damn. Okay. I don't got to be on your little raggedy ass podcast. This okay.
Shit, it got like, it's doing the like 1.5.
People.
Yeah.
1.5 people.
Yeah.
We made it, mama.
So,
okay. So. Yeah, I just said what it was.
Okay,
that's
so
for me.
Pros.
Oh, he keep cutting me off. You
definitely
know,
not to cut you off.
But you did.
Just to piggyback off Shan was what
I
Shan
hate
was saying.
I hate piggyback.
Just to piggyback off of what Shan was saying. Yeah, it does. It helps you. It makes you stand apart. It really can benefit. I mean, especially. You especially joining like frats and stuff like that, like you go to school, like that shit really, really helps. And I think that's a lot of the reason, like I think people like the brotherhood, sisterhood, but a lot of the reasons, like
networking.
What comes with that networking when you become part of a fraternity or sorority. And I mean, it's good. And I mean, it makes you feel good and you feel like you've accomplished something because you've done what most like. You setting yourself apart, like you said, to piggyback off of what you already had said. But it's just good, and I mean, it seems like a fun time. It seems like a good time. Yeah. You know, you learn a lot of things, like, from life in your time in college. Like, you pretty much going to come back a different person after your first couple months there. Like, or some people that have been locked up the whole time.
Locked
like,
up, like in jail?
Like, steady trying to find a motive.
Right,
not like that. I mean, the ones that had to stay in the house. The ones that had to stay in the house. They couldn't do doing? Shit. They, like,
oh,
so, like.
Go to college and come back a couple months later because they're pregnant.
Yeah. Fuck Alabama.
They got pregnant. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, fuck Georgia too, but
and Missouri and yeah, fuck all y'all.
Fuck all y'all niggas, man. But yeah, and you gonna drink ridiculously doing dumb shit.
I think the first semester of college is more like I don't even like.
Oh, they be fucking in San Quentin?
I don't know if they be fucking, but
first semester.
Yeah,
of college,
it's like you just kind of you do. The dumb shit, like, I never wore pajamas to school, but, like, you just want to.
You want to
do
seen.
The fuck shit, like, you know, you taking your little core classes, you're gonna have, like, all C's, and, like,
you gonna lose your Hope scholarship.
You know what
I'm
saying? Like, it's about that. It's
for all you niggas that don't know, Georgia will pay for you to go to school as long as you keep, like, a 3.0 grade point average. Most
niggas
don't
do
it.
Niggas didn't
but
do
if
it.
You were already in high school here, you had to have that already, is that correct?
Had to have what already?
A 3.0.
Yeah, I mean, you had to have good grades in high
but
school.
But if you... For,
and then you have to keep it.
For all you niggas, I don't know if it's been updated or not, because I did a long time ago. If you move here, you have to be a resident for a year, then you're automatically eligible for the Hope Scholarship. But after your little first semester, you might fuck
you
that up.
You fucked it up already.
Yeah, so the pros, basically, is like, I mean, it's good. I mean, it
I mean, it makes you, I mean, it. First of all, it depends on what you went to school for. I mean, because I see a lot of, like, you know, that's cool to get a business degree, but I feel like you need to be willing to, like, do the work.
Oh, you said, like, at Georgia State when everybody got up, when they, and they was real turned up because they all got business degrees.
Yeah.
But they about to be the manager at Walmart.
Or at fucking Chick-fil-A, which is not, like, knocking it, but I'm saying, like, I don't feel like you
that's
need
not
a
what
degree
you,
for
that's
that.
That's not what you went to
like,
school
like, if I
for.
Get a degree in business, I want to have my own fucking business.
Yeah.
Period, Pooh.
Shit, period. See, a lot of City Girl references.
Okay. But I don't know. It depends. Like, I would never get a degree and not know exactly what the fuck I'm going
to
do.
Like, you need to be in somebody's internship. Like,
you know,
as
like,
soon as you graduate,
like,
your ass is going to get
that
job.
Yeah, I feel like, or even before.
Shout out to our neighbor that goes in and out. let me let y'all in on something. This nigga sell drugs. I'm not gonna tell y'all where we live at, cause I ain't no snitch, nigga. Y'all ain't gonna put no snitch jacket on me.
This nigga backs in and backs out at the most random fucking, like,
it right might be 2:30.
It's about 6:30. By 6:45, this nigga gonna be pulling out again. Then he gonna come back 5 minutes later.
Yeah, I mean,
he does it in the middle of the night. I work overnight. He does it when I get home.
So, like, if you trapping, that's on you. But
I'm gonna tell. If the police come over here, I'm gonna say, like, yeah, officer. Because I am a snitch. I'm not about.
You're a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So, yeah, you is. What they call
our me. Neighbor on the other side also is doing
this
some shit.
This nigga is definitely doing some credit card scam.
This nigga is doing some shit too.
This nigga did taxes.
Right.
He has a fucking ambulance.
He keeps a fucking ambulance outside of his shit. Like nigga, I know
what
you're
the
not
fuck
like
are you
qualified.
Doing? Like, yo. Son, I know.
That. Niggas be coming in and out of his house when he's not home.
It's a car, new car there every day. We
every
don't know.
Day.
Every Who else day. Can we interrogate on this podcast?
The group home up
we
the
got a group
street,
home. Yeah.
The halfway house across.
Shout out to my niggas just coming home. All you niggas. Shout out to you niggas getting y'all, like, you know, degrees in jail and shit.
No, for real.
Because
shout out to niggas representing themselves, reading all them fucking law books and then representing themselves and still doing their time.
And shout out to you niggas that fucking, like, man, I'm tired of the dumb shit. I'm doing shit positive now. Like, nigga,
while you're in jail.
If you don't take that fucking... No, but for real, I mean, it's a good thing if you really change your life. But fuck that. That shit is funny. Y'all gonna get these jokes. Because I not gonna say who, but somebody I know very closely. I asked them, where'd you learn how to cook? They said, in jail. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, that's, you know, Robert. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to different people. Yeah, I ain't no snitch though, nigga. But yeah. Okay, so the pros, I feel like we didn't really say shit, but we said everything. Okay. So what's the pros of entrepreneurship, like going straight for it, knowing what you want to do and having a goal and working towards like some your own business when we say entrepreneurship?
The pros is having your own shit, not answering nobody, not having to fucking clock in necessarily, because you got the state clocked in, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, ugly. But yeah, like, you know, that's beautiful. Like, nobody wants to fuck, oh, this is my manager, this is my boss. Nobody wants to, I don't think, some niggas might want to do that shit, but I don't enjoy that. Like, I hate my manager for no reason. Like, I haven't seen her in, like, 6 months. But you just... you have to hate her. I haven't seen her in 6 months because I work overnight. And she's not going to come in or stay late. But I'm saying, like, I feel like we're, like, trained to, like, hate. You just don't fucking like them. I mean, she's done some shit. But I don't ever see her. But you hate your manager.
Before you even know them. Like, everybody just hates manager or supervisor.
I mean,
the
yeah.
supervisor is the fucking, like, pit bull in the direct.
The supervisor,
they
being
they do
real,
the
bro,
work.
You get paid a dollar more than the rest of us to try to tell us what to do, and ain't nobody about it.
Shout out to
shit.
All the 15-year-old supervisors at McDonald's right now. Y'all niggas the real MVP.
No, they ain't doing that shit.
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I knew a nigga that was 14. Like,
you're a fucking liar now.
All right, now you fucking lying.
But yeah, I think it's like a beautiful thing to have your own shit, but that shit takes work. Like, and so I would say, you know, I might be skipping ahead a little bit, and I apologize.
No, we staying on the pros.
Okay,
we're going right
but
to the cons.
It's a pro.
Right?
It's not a con.
God damn. For all you slow niggas, a pro is something good, and a con is something bad. Just wanted to, you know, I'll break it down in Espanol for you niggas or something like that. Okay.
Okay, so I think that, like, you don't have to choose one or the other. You know what I'm saying? I think you can do both. Was it too soon to say that?
No.
Okay. So I just feel like, you know, you can get your school shit off like me. You know, it took a while, but, like, you know.
Weird flex, but okay.
Is that a weird flex or is it like a real flex? Shit. Yeah, oh. Bitch. And he ain't say, yeah, I graduated the other day.
Nice.
And he didn't, again,
so
yeah.
What?
Yeah, bitch.
Like, I'm fucking DMV ready, so.
So, yeah, I think you should have both. Like, I have that, not really as a backup plan, because that sounds kind of stupid to say that your degree, like a nursing degree, is a backup plan, but yeah, it's just there for me forever. You know what I'm saying? If that's the way that I decide to go. Like, I like it, it's fine, but that's not like my, I mean, I guess it was kind of my dream, but I have other dreams. You know what I'm saying? I think you can do both.
Not to cut you off.
Second time.
Real hood niggas do that shit. No, not to cut you off. Not to cut you off.
I hate.
But that. I mean, it's really boils down to the financial freedom. It's just that you can do whatever the fuck you want to do because you make your own money. As to where.
Don't say as to where again.
As I'm to where.
I'm leaving.
You when you working for somebody, you can't, nigga, you gotta be there when they tell you. You could only have 3 call outs in
and
a 6 months.
And that's kind of ridiculous, because like, it's like, so I'm like, only don't allowed get to sick. Get sick if something I mean, they kind of like,
you get
like somebody,
2 hours if an aunt die or something like that. They pay for 2
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, that's another thing. Y'all don't give a fuck like who like, y'all decide who is more most important to me. Like, it could have been a fucking neighbor. Not these motherfuckers. But it could have been.
They live at 1234 Dr. Seuss Lane.
It could be, you know, a neighbor that you really, really fuck with versus, like, you may not fuck with some family members, but they'll let you go to a family member's funeral and get, like, bereavement. But you'll tell me, oh, that's not close enough for you to go
yeah,
to the funeral.
These niggas
Sorry.
Could have raised you, because in this world, which be another podcast for another day, niggas shouldn't be having kids like that.
True.
But,
yeah. But, yeah, so I don't like that part about it, too. I mean, there's a lot of cons of working for somebody. Niggas, everybody think they the supervisor. I don't know who need to hear this, but you're not the fucking supervisor.
It's going to be a lot of those.
Yeah, and even if you are the supervisor, like, bitch, we're all adults. Like, it just gets really, at my job right now, it's
Chatty
just
patties.
Really fucking petty. And, like, young ass. It's like fucking, we got the mean girls at work. Then we got the fucking, the same mean girls are the gossipers, y'all, you know, trying
it's
to
high
recruit.
High school.
Bro, like, y'all trying to haze people. Like, look now.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's over.
What in the fucking Stomp the Yard is going
you know
on at
I'm
your
saying?
Job?
What in the fucking Steppin' Sisters? You know that movie on Netflix? Like, stop. Like, it never stops. Like, it
yo,
don't matter.
Another Netflix plug. Y'all niggas tell a friend to tell a friend that, yeah.
To watch what?
No, that we need some money. Because we don't have a budget. Like, we need some bread.
Yeah.
So, moving on, because my computer might die. I don't know
Damn.
What's going on. We don't have a budget. So, y'all niggas hit my GoFundMe at This Is Recorded.
This is terrible.
I don't have one, but I did get a Cash App. So, all you niggas, you know, leave something in the comments. Yeah. Might leave your bitch in the comments. Yeah, but moving right along. Now to the cons. What are the cons of school? Like, the bad parts of school. Like, of going to school. What's the bad parts of going to school?
I mean, it's a fucking ripoff. Like.
Preach!
They fucking make you pay, like. This is a ripoff. Like, they have you, like, in debt, like. A motherfucker.
As soon as you get out of school.
As soon as you get in there, they offer you loans. And I mean, you young,
you
so you
just
gonna
got a
take
fucking
it.
Loan for just graduating. Like, oh, you want another loan?
Yeah, no,
would you
nigga,
like another
I don't.
One?
I don't. I have enough debt. But it's like, it's necessary, and that's fine. And I mean, you do what you gotta do. But it's like, they, like you said, they have you take all these tests that do not fucking matter. And those tests get expensive.
And I have a 3-point-something grade point average. I just
it
wanted
does.
To throw that out there.
And it's, you know, $75 for every time you take the test. Then they make you wait. Then your classes will expire after a certain amount of time, which you got to pay for that again. Like, it's just an ongoing cycle of bullshit.
Of money.
Yeah.
What about your books? You could get one book for the whole fucking year, can't you?
Oh, hell no. You fucking spend $1 million? I've never spent. Now, that was another thing about being, like, young and at school. Like, oh, fuck it. I'm going to just go through this whole class and not have the book. I've done that several fucking times. And, like, sometimes you can get away with it, then sometimes you damn near fail the class because you didn't fucking have the book. But I don't know, I started renting my books now, so they'd be like $10, you rent them, then you gotta send them back.
Shout out to Amazon.
You know, shout out to, Amazon.
That's another plug, y'all, go ahead.
Yeah, Chegg.com.
This is brought to you by yourbitch.com. Yeah. That's our number one sponsor on this podcast.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's, like, discouraging when you... Because that shit gets expensive, and niggas don't have... Like, it'll be like, oh, it's just $4,000. We'll put you on a payment. Like, nigga, no. I don't want to pay that much for it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like, who comes up with this shit? Like, you'll never go... Now, this past year when I was in school, all fucking online... Now, we went to a little orientation, but besides that, I've never fucking seen my teachers. These bitches do not answer emails.
And that shit was a
now, I've had to fucking ring these bitches' line.
You had to bang their line?
I had to bang their line. Shit. Like, I had to call this bitch's cell phone. Like, it was, like, on the syllabus, like, only in emergencies. Like, bitch, okay. So, I really called more than once. Like, you're not going to answer my email. I'm going to call your fucking cell phone. You're an online teacher. That's another thing. A lot of times when I'm in school... It's like, this is their part-time job, so they don't give a fuck.
And online teachers do not fucking
they
answer
don't,
back.
You should be on... Now, when I was in school, because, you know, I had just graduated, okay?
Graduation.
You be on your email at least fucking, I'm going to say, 20 times a day. Like, you need to be just in there, like, you ain't doing shit, I'm about to just check my email just to see if they said some shit. That's the energy you need to have as an online teacher. Your shit need to always be up. It need to be connected to your phone.
Fucking hanging
up. Right. Fucking off. Like, trying to tell your whole life story. Like, when I called her phone.
I seen your teacher on Mount Zion at the rodeo.
Yeah, ugly. When I called her phone this past time, it was like, she was trying to tell me, I take care of my brother. Like, bitch, I don't care. Like, that's cool, but like...
What's up with these grades?
Right. Like, come on. But yeah, it's just a rip-off. I don't think it's... I think that you should encourage, like, kids to go to school. You don't want to talk shit about school. You need to let them find out for themselves.
Don't listen to this podcast. Parental advice.
Don't let your kids listen to this. But, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing because I do think school sets you apart. And depending on what you get your degree in, you can do great things.
You can.
Sometimes you can get lucky and anyway in life is about who you know. So if you meet somebody who fucking works for Google, you might start, you know, cleaning up in there and then build your way up to the top just because you're a good person. That shit happens.
But networking
too.
Is so important exactly. Because you can go to school, not do shit with your degree. Like, I'm gonna go ahead and jump out and say, like, 70% of people, the main shit that they, like, got rich off of, like, it didn't have shit really to do with their degree. It was the connections that were made
right.
Within school. Like, you were roommates with somebody that created fucking Facebook. Like, because Facebook, it was all through college and in college, but it was an idea that a nigga had
right.
And figured it out. Just like Duce Palooza, shout out to Cam, shout out to Kaz, shout out to Rory.
You know them.
Shout out to all these people that went to school and they're also cappers. Back to the fraternity shit, the red people are the Kappas.
Yeah.
So, like, that helps with them, that networking, and they started something big off of, like, something else. But it was from school, but it was the networking. Because a lot of niggas is going to school, especially, no disrespect, HBCUs, a lot of niggas is going for the experience, and then you're going to end up with shit.
Yeah,
but the networking will help.
But that's another thing I feel like you can do both. You can go to a HBCU for the experience and for the culture and all that shit, but don't get your degree in fucking, like...
Bullshit.
No. Like,
because it'll fuck you up.
It does. That I think that's, like, not for me because I always wanted to get, like, a nursing degree. Because you can always... Like, I can go to the fucking moon and get, like, a job as a nurse. That's
nursing is a guaranteed route.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
a cheat code. Nursing is a guaranteed route.
It ain't for everybody.
It's hard though. Yeah. It's not like a walk in the park.
Anybody can do it if you work hard. But I'm saying it's not for everybody as far as like everybody don't need to be a nurse. Like everybody don't like people.
Hard.
Like I don't love I'm not a people person, but like I like helping
people. And a lot of people that got nursing degrees are like they hate the people, but they
right.
It
you
pays
like the
well.
Money. It's good
it
money,
pays.
And
you
it's
could
guaranteed.
Travel. You could be a bullshit nurse and get fired and get another job the next
day. No, you can be a bullshit nurse, get fired for like some like serious shit, like,
and still get a job.
Still get a job. Like, you were still in meds and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
that definitely happens.
Selling
all
shit happens all. Yeah. Then the crazy part is you can probably tell them like, oh, I'm, you know, I have a problem. I'm addicted. They'll send you to rehab. They may not even fire you.
Yeah, I'm in a program.
I'm addicted because, you know, so they'll send you to rehab.
Yeah, but like back to HBCUs because I don't want to shit on them. Their experience seems great. But it's a lot of people that are going to go, shout out to all you niggas that go to homecoming that never step foot on
and
nobody.
Shout out to y'all niggas that's still HBC going to homecoming. Y'all are 30,
at 51 years old.
It's time to stop going
with
to homecoming.
With the bitches.
It's time to stop, y'all.
Yeah, but like HBCU, it seems like fucking great. It seems beautiful, especially if you come from out of state and you got to pay all them fucking out of state taxes.
But
if you come from
thing.
Out of state and see all that melanin and beauty and like just people come and perform at the colleges, it really seems like a good experience. But what we saying is, don't be nobody fool, mama. Like, make sure you go and get something for real that's really gonna help you. Or make sure the whole time you're in there, you making the right connections and learning from the people and learning something that can help you. Because I really think that more than anything, like, with school, like, the connections you make in college can really help you out. Like, because, like, in school, like, you learn, oh, this person braid hair. Oh, I know somebody that used to do this. I know somebody that used to do that. In college, you're going to meet a lot of
really in life. You meet people and make connections.
But college, they all going for some kind of goal, and they got some type of hair on their shoulder.
I think it's a beautiful thing, too, to see, like, a HBCU. Like, you just see, or even, like, you know, not a HBCU, a regular
Atlanta
CU.
Tech, my HBCU.
You know
shout out to all
it's
my
nice
alumni.
It's nice to see young people doing that.
You just let me get off the
I let you got your little plug.
Atlanta Tech, the HBCU.
It's nice to see a bunch of young people like trying to do
and
better,
having fucking fun. They're really having a good time.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's like I said, like a lot of people are going to start businesses out of the HBCU experience or college experience in the sorority or fraternity. That shit is going to go. Not really your main degree. That shit is going to take you off.
Yeah.
But, like, please, is what we saying. Like, know that you're going to have a fucking job. For real, when you get out. Because, no, whether you have a good job or not, guess what? You still got to pay that shit back.
Yeah.
Unless you were blessed to have somebody really have a trust fund, a college fund for you, nigga. Ain't nobody had. I don't know the percentage on that, but it's probably very low. On having a fucking college fund waiting for you when you get out of school. So, you just gotta make, what we saying is, like, we ain't trying to discourage, like, far as the cons go, we're not trying to discourage you, but it is real that you need to know and milk the fucking system. Like, get every grant, hope, I'm left-handed, I'm black, I got a weird nose, like,
get all that shit,
bro. You'll be
surprised at the scholarships they have out there. Like, they got like single mom scholarships.
Right.
If you speak Korean scholarship, for real, like every scholarship you could fucking think.
So,
and some of them don't even make you write like a little bum ass essay. Like, I mean,
they just throw you $1,000 or some shit like that.
You just
like,
fill it out and they just give it to you.
So, what was like the main point is don't get fucked by the shit because it's created to make you fuck like. I just took another test that I didn't fucking pass, but I do pay attention. And it was saying, like, how in the, I think it was the 80s or 90s, like, going into about the year 97 or something, so many more jobs are going to require college degrees. Because when factory work, like the Ford plants and all this shit, niggas was making really, really good money without no degree. They just worked out. It was big factory work back in the day, like when women wasn't working, like they were stay at home
really
moms.
Making no good money though.
No, at 40.
Like back in the
40
day,
shit like that they were. Like in
no,
but in Detroit.
Back in the day they used to fucking get paid like $3
no,
a week.
No, I'm talking about like in the 60s and 70s when they were building the cars. They was making a lot of money and they were feeding it was a lot of factory jobs, but then they went away. But anyway, I took the PSB, fuck the PSB. But yeah, it was just saying that basically by like 97 it was going to require more degrees and stuff like that for jobs. Even like Central Sterile, like I wanted to clean instruments. When I first started working in the hospital I was working at, learned about it in 07, you didn't need a certificate or anything for it.
A lot of times, probably.
Some niggas do need it.
Yeah, because I'm saying it was probably like based on like evidence-based practice and shit like that, that, you know, niggas was probably more like the people who didn't have some form of degree or whatever probably was fucking up more than the people who did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, so I'm just trying to figure out the fucking spike. Like, it was a real spike on which, like, all of a sudden, everything, you needed a degree or certificate for everything.
I mean, because you need to have some form of training, I feel like. It's not a bad thing. Now, something like that is not expensive. It's just like, you're basically going, it's not long. It's just you're going to, you know.
And then a technical college, too, is like learning a trade. Like, that's always good. Like, even if you never really done hair, like, because I'm like, damn, I could be a barber, but that shit seems hard to just jump into. But if you really haven't, fuck it, if you don't do that.
I feel like anybody can go and cut somebody's hair.
But you have to, like, go to beauty college and get that. Or it's
illegal. I don't think that you should have to go to a beauty
college. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what I'm saying is, as far as school goes, maybe you should go for a trade. And you don't have to do the whole, like, four-year, like, degree thing. Like, if you learn a trait and it could work out for you, basically what we're saying is don't get fucked. Or what I'm saying is don't get fucked and just end up owing, and you don't end, you end up with, you end up with hope. After fucking 4 years of college, you just hope that something great, and you're going to have a bullshit job, your fucking student loans.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just go to school, like, to say, like, for
I remember, like, in college and shit.
Yeah,
like,
I graduated from college or whatever. Or you get pressured into it, or you just,
yeah, if that's,
you know,
not what you
gonna
do.
I'm going to change my major, but then you change it so many times. And then you just, I mean, you can change it as much as you want to, but then you just fuck it. Like, I'm going to just graduate with whatever degree, and you're not even going to be able to use it. But I think a lot of, like, it'd be pressure. You know, like,
because you feel like that's what you're supposed to do. That's another podcast for another day. Like, you have to choose you. At the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you at all times. Like, you can't live somebody else's life.
Like, when we have kids, I'm going to encourage for them to go to school, because I do think that it's a good thing. You know, like, because I'm not going to say you, because they're not going to know. I mean, hopefully we'll be, like, where we want to be business-wise, and then we can kind of move them in there.
Pay for this podcast.
But I don't want to, like, discourage or try to make it seem like school is a bad thing.
It's just, you be real with them.
Yeah, if you ain't doing, you need to do something.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, hey, bro, we about to make this school free. Like, I definitely want to set up something for them from birth and probably before. Start, like, set money aside for whatever they choose to do. I'm just not, if you don't go to school, I'm just not going to give you a bunch of money for some bullshit. But if you have a real idea of something you want to start out, it's going to be money set aside. But basically what we're saying is, if you go to school, don't get fucked. Because getting fucked is going to school, coming out, not really having that good of a job, moving back home. Like, I remember in 08 or whatever, like, when the market was all fucked up, it was so many, like, 30-something-year-olds living back home. Because, like, you went to school.
But
that shit ain't
pop. Nothing.
That shit ain't pop like that, and you had to go back home.
That's a fear of mine for other people.
FOMO?
What?
FOMO.
What the fuck is FOMO?
The fear of missing out.
No.
No, that's just a regular fear you got.
Yeah, it's regular. It's not a fear for me personally. It's like, for people to really go and spend all that money,
and you still
got to
pay it back.
Like, I know people who do not, who, I mean, they might have jobs now, but, like, you work at, like, Belk, but you got, like, a bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, she might work, like, in the HR department at Belk, but you still,
yeah.
I guess that's okay.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
I don't know. You,
if it's not what you really wanted it to be, then that, I mean, that'll also be like getting fucked. Like, you're like kind of depressed or sad, like, at work, and that's not what you wanted to do. Like, you don't want to do that. Okay, so y'all draw your own conclusions. So, the cons of entrepreneurship, starting your own business, doing your own thing.
I guess that it'll be hard. Like, it's a long journey, but I don't see, like, besides that, I mean, I guess it's gonna be a lot of no's, maybe.
Of
but I mean, you don't know. But I mean, just that shit's gonna be hard, like, you know. But I don't think there's any other cons besides that, because I mean, who doesn't want to work for themselves?
I think it, like, and then, like, your own business is earned. And when you get a job, it's given. Because you just got to do whatever the fuck they tell you to do. But your own business, you got to, like, earn, like, fucking people to bring in, like a audience. You gotta earn like the fucking core of, you gotta earn like, you gotta network, you gotta fail a lot, like a whole lot, like a whole lot. That's why most of us, including me right now, have a fucking job, because you fail a lot, you're gonna be broke a lot, it seems like, in the beginning. Before you gain money, you're gonna lose probably a lot of money before you gain any real money. So that's why most niggas will quit and just have a job, because they know it's given. Hey, you do X, Y, and Z for 8 hours a day on these days, here's the rules, and I'll give you a check every 2 weeks. But on your own, you don't know when the fuck the next check is coming, how much you're gonna make. It's whatever your profession is. Is it gonna be big and around? Like, look at like Blockbuster or all these things that were really, really big, and then they're not big anymore. Like 10 years from now, you don't know what the fuck is gonna happen. Like, nobody knows what's gonna happen. Like, even like, say like fucking taxi driver, that's your own business. Look what the fuck Uber done did to a lot of fucking like taxi drivers and shit like that. Shout out to Mr. Richard. You know, you don't know, like, and so it's really, really, it's hard. It's, I think the biggest con of, like, you know, owning your own business and being an entrepreneur is fucking hard, and everybody's not built for that rejection. Mm-hmm. That shit is hard to, like, every day, like, you don't know if the money, like, sometime your business might get shut down. Like, then you gotta rebuild. But mm-hmm. I think it's a con, but it's also, like, it's not really a loss, it's a lesson. That's a bar, I heard that somewhere. But you really, like, you taking losses, but you learning and you gaining something. And shout out to the people who've done both, that went to school, were in school, did a job, did good at their job, but realized that's not really what they wanted, and then they started their own business. I think that's, like, one of the top stories ever. When, like, you were doing some shit you really didn't want to do, and now that you're doing some shit that you really want to do, like, that financial freedom, like, I'm telling you, if I could get paid the same as I get paid now, but my own business, I would be cool with that for the rest of my life. Because I'm making my own rules. I would be cool with that. Because, like, we travel and we do things. It ain't like yachts and jets and shit like that, but it's still great. But if I had my own freedom to pick and choose, like, my schedule, and I still can make what I could live off of that. Cause I really be another podcast for another day. Mm-hmm. How much money do niggas need? Like, for a niggas to be like 300 million, 400, it's like, goddamn, like, I think it's just the rush of, like, knowing you can get it, or what?
I don't know. Then the crazy thing is us feeling like we don't have no fucking $1 million, and us feeling like, oh, like if a football player or something got,
oh,
like,
yeah, that's the base salary.
He only got 15 million. Like,
this
we,
nigga only got a million. Like, yeah, this shit, that's it. That nigga's a bum.
You know, like, we fucking making any money. Everybody got, like, even when the lottery, like, gets up to, like, 200-300 million,
and they take out taxes.
Everybody go fucking play it, but when it's like at
20 million, your nobody, ass can't live. You yeah. can't live forever off of 12 million.
I sure fucking
could. Shit, I mean,
we need
can.
To start. That's another. We need to start playing the lottery.
Buy some lottery tickets for this podcast. Mm. Yeah, but I mean, I think just the main con is that it's hard as fuck. Like, there's no way around that shit. Like, all the shit we said about school. But with this, this shit is hard. Like, you really have to
and
go out there.
And it'll cost money, too.
You're going to lose a lot of money before you gain any money. But, like, the reward is great. It's, like, really, really amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, but my message to all you Negroes and Negettes is that we live in an era right now where you can learn almost anything through the internet. And YouTube and shit like that, and still books and all that. And you can market yourself. Like, you have the internet that reaches, like, in social media, that reaches all across the world. You don't need to pay for a commercial on TV or this or that. If you're funny or entertaining or know a good, clever way to get your shit out there, you can get out there. You don't need no help. We live in the number one era to start your own business. But it's just hard as fuck. It's not easy at all. But I would encourage anybody, if you have any kind of skill or something that you like, if you could just craft it. Like, I like talking to people, so I like this podcast, and I've been told I talk a lot. Fuck you, so you know who you are. But it's just like, I mean, if you could find something you could do for free, it might turn into money. You never know. Like, the shit I've seen lately with people I've been following from different podcasts or just period. Like, the Duce Palooza shit was started in the fucking basement. Different podcasts started from nothing. Shout out to the Bodega Boys. They're on fucking Showtime. They have another podcast show on HBO. Spotify, Joe Budden podcast, they pay for that. Like, all these different things. And then now, podcasts are being marketed as, like, record companies. And people are offering you big money for your podcast. Like, it's basically becoming like you're an artist now. Because they said, like, the streams you get from your podcast is the equivalent, like, to record sales. So they saying some niggas go gold every week from podcasts. Because you would do better because music, you only gonna come out with an album, what, once or twice a year? When you real big,
every year,
when you real big, you only do that, but you come out with a podcast every fucking week? Which one would do a company want? Somebody that's bringing in all those people every fucking week. So that's why I do it. So what I'm saying is find something you love, do it, craft it, learn it, work it, and figure out.
Flip it and reverse it?
And then you can just really make some money off it. But that shit was great. You're fucking amazing. That's why I told. I had a long casting call. It was like you or Bella, and you know, you beat her out for the podcast job. So, yeah, you know, I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
And then the loans is just really like what I want to drive home for you niggas, because we about to start paying the bitches. The loans is hard as fuck, man. So get somebody to pay for your school.
Oh, that's why niggas always taking at least one online class so you can keep deferring your loans. I'm still in
school.
Okay,
give some game to these niggas how to beat the system.
Always be taking at least one class.
Word.
Forever. For the rest of your life. So you'll never fucking have to pay. Like, they'll defer. I mean, you.
Oh, no, I'm taking a doorknob class.
You end
up. What the fuck is that?
I guess they add interest or whatever.
Oh, nobody give a fuck about that. I'm not paying it right now.
Yeah, if you in school forever, like, there was remember that old lady? There was a 93-year-old lady who graduated. I know her little game.
She thinks she slick.
Yeah, you're not slick. You was deferring them loans on them.
What's her name so we can snitch on her, too?
I don't know.
Yeah, bitch. I'm just playing. I'm sorry.
No, but that was a beautiful thing, too. You not
yeah, she just wanted to do it. So she's like,
yeah, because, I mean, yeah.
yeah, but.
Where are you going to work at?
I don't know, but she wanted it, so she got it. And shout out to her, man.
They pushed her through in a wheelchair. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and shout out to you niggas graduating now, middle school, high school,
kindergarten,
day room.
Day room?
And jail.
Thought he was talking about daycare.
Shout out to you niggas,
okay,
man.
Pre-K.
But, basically, the gist of it was just like, hey, man, you know, everything you do in life is going to be hard, but do what's best for you and try to put yourself in life in the best position to keep yourself happy. Because right now, it seems overboard, but it's really real about, like, mental health. Another podcast for another day. You have to do things that's going to keep you happy. Don't do some shit like a job or this or that that's going to keep you fucking down. But that's why, you know, we like the whole business route. But you could do both is really the gist of it. Because, you know, for me, I get in my feeling like, man, fuck school. But I was like, I want that shit. And I feel like you could do both, but I want my own business, but I want that because I worked hard, and I want to know that I did that. But I also want my own business. I know that's the end goal, because it's like, I don't want to work for somebody forever and shit like that. So, and I want to be able to raise my kid and shit like that. Like, I don't want nobody to tell me, like, oh, well, yeah, they got, like, a pick a booger contest at the school from, like, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. But you work till 3, so you can't get off. Whatever the fuck my kid is doing, I want to be able to go and be at. And these daycares be beating the shit out of your kid.
Leaving
them
in the fucking car.
And they say sorry, and that's it. Like, no, I don't want that. I want to raise my own kid. So I'm working hard, and you could donate to this podcast. Leave some comments. Really, how you donate is tell a friend, tell somebody else, share this shit. We need some help. We're going to do some more episodes. Thank you for the sound man, me.
Said tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a hoe?
Yeah, I said 18 to stand up, 21 to fall down. Shout out to Club Miami. If you was in Atlanta for the Club Miami days, you're a real one. I never been. I only been to the Velvet Room.
You been to one club?
My whole life. No, I went to another club and they got shot up. But it was really fun. And,
like,
I was underage and I just wanted a Coke. But they was like, what else do you want in it? And I was like, Coke?
Did you put something in it?
No. I don't, you know I'm responsible. But,
boring.
Do you have anything else to say?
I don't.
Anything you want to add to it? This was kind of quick.
You know, get out there, do what you want to. I would say really, like, do what you want to do. Like,
that makes you happy.
Yeah, and I want us to start, like, I mean, we happy. But I want us to start,
we breaking news on the podcast.
Nah, we good. I'm saying, like, business-wise. Like, we have a lot of, like, business stuff we want to do, but I want to have that balance so it's, like, we're not just, like, you know, chasing dreams, but, like, making this shit happen, you know?
Also, never put your eggs in one basket as far as, like,
programs,
and all that.
Though.
Yeah, that's a big
You always want to have a plan B, C, and people say that, and it's like, shut the fuck up. But, like, for real.
Nah, for real.
You want to at least have a plan B, like a backup.
I think basically.
And another backup for your backup plan.
We just basically saying choose you in the end. Like, whatever really makes you happy, don't really follow, like, just because somebody says school. Or don't go, like, the business route because it looks fucking cool because it's really fucking hard.
They were so lit, and I was just like, half of y'all not going.
No, I'm saying, like, your own business.
Oh,
like,
I thought you meant the business.
Oh,
degree.
No, it's a lot of niggas with a business.
Because they were so excited,
degree.
And I was excited for them, but I was sitting there thinking, like,
they're definitely going to have their Walmart outfit on. They the manager, but what's the official Walmart outfit?
The little vest and then some Jordans.
Vest and Jordans, like, you have to, and your keychain hang out because
you
like,
gotta be on your phone.
Yeah, you gotta have.
You gotta be on your. You gotta have AirPods
nowadays. You gotta have AirPods.
You gotta be. On
you gotta
your
not
phone.
Help no one.
You gotta be annoyed if somebody try to.
Oh
ask
my
you
god.
You
yo, how you doing,
annoyed.
Yo? What the fuck you want? Like,
I'm on my break. That's how I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm
on my break.
Yeah. Hour, yeah, don't ask me nothing. I work at Walmart.
Yeah, I'm fine. Like, yeah.
Shout out to you niggas that work at Walmart. I hate it.
All of them?
Yeah, damn.
Okay, yeah.
And I heard that the store manager make $175,000 a year. That's fucking crazy.
Nigga,
and I don't know if that's true. We're not
nigga.
Signing up. Yeah.
Up, bitch.
But, yeah, also, you know, I wanted to try different things and learn. Like, so now I have a ratchet moment in time and... I don't know what the date was, but I just put up a video, and I want you to go to your YouTubes and type in Trey Song jumps in crowd to fight, or Trey Song jumps in crowd, and look at a video when he had braids. It's probably going to be a little grainy, and he had a do-rag on, and he's dressed in all black, and he Soulja Boyed in that hoe to fight somebody. So if you're feeling down, go watch that video. And shout out to everybody that's mad that he had a baby randomly. He had a fucking kid. Damn. Like, this
I'm
nigga,
surprised he didn't have kids already. He seems like a dirty ass. Not like dirty, but like, you be fucking.
Not like dirty, but like, she look clean.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
He don't see. That's Tremaine, though.
Babe, stop with the fucking bullshit. Like, Trey Songz had probably fucked, like, a bajillion girls. And, like...
Wrong?
Probably, wrong. Yeah.
Nah.
Yes. Niggas did not use condom. He probably paid bitches to have an abortion. Well, I mean...
In
certain states, you could
not
still...
Not Alabama.
You know, like, I mean, I feel like that's what... Like, I know a pastor who did that.
Okay, we're gonna end... This has been the interrogation episode of This Is Recorded Podcast. And I'm going to end every podcast from now on with The Marathon Continues. Peace.